Hi, Chantal. Yes. So you organized this art exhibition, right?
Yes, we are a team, Lila Sirou, and during 2 years around, we read on the way to Superman Hood, and slowly came the inspiration to paint also, to take a chapter. And I start alone. And slowly it came to me or to us to invite 16 artists of Oroville. And everybody got a chapter. And then I did it. I contacted people and sent letters and so. And 3 months before the anniversary.
So each one had to prepare to work.
Yes, I send to them the key that we choose in the team, because we read the books many times during 2 years, and after we select some sentences of one chapter, and then I send them. Everyone got a key of one chapter, and it was the point to inspire in photography or painting or sculpture, every. And I select. I was thinking who, and I select them, and everybody was happy to start, and I was also exciting. Because I was thinking, yes, during this time in Oroville, 16 artists are working, you see, all together on the same direction of inspiration. And then it is the fruit of this work.
And can you say something about your painting?
Something about my painting? Yes, chapter 3.
It is a bit of a painting and a bit of a sculpture. You have added some pieces inside.
Yes, I worked on the wood. I cut a part of the wood and I make a structure to have something deep. And it was like the core or the heart of this way of... of this chapter, and yes, with gold also and material. I like very much to work on different material and to make a collage and painting, sculpture together.
And what were the theme, the keys of your painting?
It is La Voix Ensoleillée in French.
Again?
La voix ensoleillée in French.
What does it mean, la voix?
I tell you. Sunlit path.
The sunlit path. There is also a book called The Sunlit Path.
Yes.
Okay, so your painting represents the sunlit path.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And I did this also. It is not the original. Because the original is atom and with the sun, and so it to the damage. And then I print. I ask the graphic section to do it, and I print. We print the original on this.
The original of this is in acrylic on canvas.
On canvas.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 The colors are a little different.
Sure.
Little stronger here. The original is lighter, but I am quite satisfied because we see the gold also. And then we decide. I did not do for the exhibition really. I wanted to. I was working this year, the last year and this year also. And after that, the team came to my house, and they were very astonished.
What about the size of this, the original? Is it the
four
same?
4 meter. Same. 4 meter by 70. Yeah, yes. It's the exactly the same.
Hi, Miki. Would you like to say something about your painting?
It's a little about sort of uncovering something that's been there all along that didn't seem so obvious at first. You see kind of a water element, which is the moving unconscious. You see a mountain in the background. You see the sky. You see a butterfly going up to the sky, which is, to me, kind of represents the great emptiness or the great void or whatever you want to call it. But basically what you see are all these kind of clouds. It's kind of like a fog that covers the truth. And in the back, there's a mountain. And to me, the mountain kind of represents something. Well, it's something very high, you know, but it's there. You know, it's kind of like this quotation that I was using. And that's basically it. But I usually use water elements. So there you see like a statue, which is a mermaid, which is in the middle. And it's under, you see two lions on either side. And this, it's kind of like this being is under the protection of these two lions, under a great protection. May have been just the year before Mother died. That was a good time for Sat Pram, I think. And I was wandering around the exhibition and looking at the other quotations, and I found that that they're quite thought-provoking. And, you know, I think the selection is pretty amazing. You know, like I've read a little bit of Sat Pram, but I think that he really understood something at that point in time. You know?
I never knew about the bad attitude until they gave me the sentences. And so I thought that it had to be in four squares, and one had a very bad attitude.
Which one was that?
Oh, I see. That's why it's shifted. Oh, I guess. I get it. Yes.
You get it?
Yes, yes. One is out of place.
Yeah.
It's the odd one out.
Well, it's out of place for some, but...
Not for everyone.
But it brings the life.
Tell me something about your painting, Marie-Claire Barzotti.
It took me about 3 months to do it. It was an inner process. And I really read it and put it on my wall and tried to really implement it. And then I worked on it for 3 months. And I came up with three or four different paintings. And then in the end, I came back to the first one. But it changed. There was, I think it was more defined, and then something after the process of the three other paintings, something got much lighter.
Marco. You want to say something about your painting?
My painting, yes.
I was quite impressed, yes. I have to say.
Thank you. Yeah, okay, so let's move there, because it's the second time that they say that I cannot talk.
They say it all the time to me.
And everybody asks me. So, my painting is the fourth chapter, and is the bifurcation. So it's the moment where we realize that it's not on the mountains or on research in the high spirit that we're going to get the work, but is in the matter, in the body. And so it's a dramatic moment, because even if we understand that after a long way, it's dramatic because it's happening. It's happening even without will or without knowing. And so, and it's quite dramatic, but on the same time, it's a joy. For that, I put the lights around, so it's a joy. And one eye is looking up, still is looking up, but the other is completely in the body. And inside, from the body, start all this explosion, let's say, this coming out. On the same time, we have all these cells and bacteria all around where the matter is. And then there is this little installation under that the wooden part is because is already cut from the old nature, but there is already the new nature that is springing, that is coming out. And is naked, like all the people who search, like the poets. And on the same time, there are already the clothes there to the new dresses. So that is, in synthesis, the work.
I noticed that in many of your paintings, if not all, I don't know, there is a character that is, it follows, is always there, in some way or another. Is it a human being? What is it?
It is a human being in different expression, let's say. Yeah, I'm working with the figures in from 10 for 15 years now. Before, I was working only on abstract works and nature, and after I made a painting on Kali, the mother for excellence, and somehow here also Kali is present, no, this cutting from the old and the new burns of the new situation. So then I work along with the mothers, because, and so then I came back after many years to figurative and to research on the figures, on the body, on the matter in reality.
Okay, hi Birgitta. So you presented a work of art here at Citadine, Centre d'Art. What is it? Can you say something about it?
It is a bark print. It's not a painting. I printed it in the forest from the bark of a living tree, and all the faces were already there, like in the text. And I just shaded a bit around with pencil that it is more easy to see for the spectator. That's all I did. I did not manipulate a single face. I just shaded around what was already there.
You just emphasized what you saw in the bark.
What the bark gave me. Yes. Not what I saw. It's a direct print. Yes. Yeah, it came and I just made it visible.
Nele. Yeah. Can you say something about your artwork today at Centre d'Art?
Yes. So my chapter is the 16th chapter. It's the last chapter of the book. And I just brought it here, so it speaks about a more marvelous future, which is already here. The transmutation is to be done in our heart. And it is important to leave the ballast, the old ballast, and free oneself from it and bloom. And then the work will be as a child's play. So I chose my colors very colorful and happy. I made a sculpture which is very, it's air, it works, it moves, it plays, it's a balance, it moves in the wind. So for me it's like a bit of this blooming of the inner force out of the center of the heart. So that was my inspiration from this. I really liked this exhibition. I really liked the idea to give us all a theme of the book. So we haven't met each other before. I think each artist, or at least I, worked on my own in my studio. I didn't know what to expect to see from the others. So what came out is a very varied, but yet connected exhibition. And that, I find, represents Auroville, and it represents what we are looking here for. So I'm happy for the organizers to do this. It's a good thing.
Thank you very much, Nele.
Thanks.